The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It is free. Get it on your phone today. Take us anywhere you go, and you'll get the podcast there, too. Welcome to Veterans Day. It is a Monday. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning. Happy Veterans Day.
You and I are the only two here, man.
I know. In the whole building. Literally the whole building.
Yeah. The only two people in the building. How was your trip?
It was awesome, man. We got knocked out in the Ocho Finals, so...
Let's explain what you were doing, first of all, because maybe some people don't know that you went off to play paintball. You were at the World Cup.
I was at the World Cup down in Kissimmee, Florida. We made it into the playoffs. We won our first game in the playoffs. Got knocked out there. I think we took about ninth place.
All right. The question is, did you win any money?
No.
No money?
No.
What did it cost you?
Oh, man, probably about $1,200.
For you to go?
Yeah.
Wow. That ain't too bad, I guess.
No, that's a standard vacation cost, kind
of. Did you go over to Disney World?
No, we never have enough time for that
man.
Stuff.
If you go to Kissimmee, you got to go over to the Mouse place.
We went to a place called Fun Spot America.
Yeah.
And we go-karted. That was super fun. I got flipped off by a 10-year-old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you probably deserved it.
I was trying to pass him, and he cut me off. And then when I bumped him, he just flipped me off. He was this tiny little 10-year-old kid, man. Yeah.
I couldn't
believe it.
Are you sure you weren't on I-25?
I might have been.
Sounds like a local story to me.
Yeah. With all the snow? Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get the snow that I thought we would get on, Friday into Saturday.
Yeah, I thought I would land and just it would be a winter wonderland here.
Yeah, now, we've got plenty. Don't get me wrong. And I'm ready for spring, to be honest. But right. we didn't get the massive stuff that we were supposed to get, I think. Maybe some areas did. I don't know for sure. But I know at my house, I was expecting more than what we got on Friday into Saturday.
Yeah, I was scared about driving home.
I had to go to an event on Saturday night. I was hoping for a snow out, but
it
didn't happen.
What'd you have to go to?
I had to go to a school event. No big deal. But I was...
How are you?
Uh-oh.
I'm a little bit late.
She's here.
The Kool-Aid man.
All right, we have to take a break. That's my favorite line. When Jamie walks in, we need to play commercials. What are you doing, Jamie? You made it today.
I was going to try to be early because I knew it was just Schmidel.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out. What made you late? Can you pinpoint anything?
Well, let's see here. Not really.
When you got up this morning, what time was it?
It was the first time it went off about 4.
Okay, four is pretty good.
Four is good.
Solid. Then what happened?
Well, then I was like, you know what? Because I have a lunch today, but I have time between the end of the show and to get ready for the lunch, so I don't have to really get pretty like this morning.
Right.
I can get
right.
pretty after the show.
All right, are we all going to your lunch?
Nope.
No, we're not, are we?
No.
I just thought maybe there was something on the schedule that I've skipped over this morning.
No.
Like with one of the big bosses.
No.
You know, let me...
Our boss is out of town. Well, it's Veterans Day, too.
Let me explain something here real quick, okay? Because it's early and we can get by with it right now.
Did you mention that?
What's that?
Veterans Day.
Yeah, I'd already mentioned it. Yeah, I mentioned it's Veterans Day. Yeah, we salute all the veterans.
Yes,
yeah, for anybody that served in the military.
Although I have a veteran story that I have to tell early because I'll get in trouble, but
okay.
Go ahead.
We could do it next in the next segment.
All right,
I was going to mention this real quick here. You mentioned your lunch you have to go to today.
Yeah.
Our big boss here at the radio station, he set up a thing about, I don't know, maybe 8-9 months ago where he was going to do lunch with the morning show every single month.
Every single month, I remember that.
To hear our concerns.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
After the first lunch, this was what? June, May?
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Hasn't it?
Yeah. I think I was wearing a summer dress. Yeah.
Yes. He heard so many concerns from us that we haven't had lunch since.
See, that's not my take on it. My take on it was that Schmidl ordered everything off the menu.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the take was, we've not been invited back.
I mean, like, I got a salad. He got, like, ribs.
Well, they said they would pay for everything.
And then, okay, so add that. And then BJ goes into bitch fest.
I did.
Yeah, so
I went into all
kinds.
I never had another
free salad.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems around here, and I laid it out for him.
Sure did.
I didn't hold back at all.
No, because you said that's what he wanted to hear.
That's what he told us, right? He said it was time for us to speak up.
Yeah, boy,
did
I. I was like, okay.
I've never seen Jamie go to the bathroom so many times in my life.
She was never at the table.
So we've not had a lunch since.
No.
And the reason I bring this up is last Wednesday or Thursday, we got an email from him. He's canceled again.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he scheduled
them. Yeah. Well, he had them for the entire year.
Oh, gotcha.
But he scratches them one by one.
Yeah, so that one time, that was fun. It was really fun. I really enjoyed it. Just that one time.
Yeah. He doesn't want to hear the problems that we see.
I guess not. Oh, well.
How was your weekend?
Oh, my God. How fun was that?
Oh, it was miserable.
Oh, my God. I had a blast.
Oh, it was miserable.
What are you talking about?
I hurt myself. Yeah. I'm down.
Really?
I really am.
You're really down.
Schmidl.
I saw him walking. It looks painful, too.
It's awful.
Yeah.
What, is your back again?
Yeah.
Dear God.
Shoveling snow.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you get a snowblower like I told you?
You have no empathy, do you?
Well,
you have no.
I'm being you.
You have no love. No love.
I mean, it's just
the next lunch we have. I'm complaining about you.
But I mean, how many years have I told you to get a snowblower?
I know, Jamie. I know.
Especially if somebody. I mean, that's just stupid.
Don't yell at me. I'm in pain.
I mean, a guy that has a bad back, he decides to shovel. That's on you.
Yeah,
right. I mean, that just makes you dumb.
Please. I don't want to hear. I get this at home.
You could definitely afford one too.
Yeah. Obviously.
You don't know my finances.
Yeah, we do. If you can pay for a private school, you can pay for a snowblower.
That's the problem. That private school takes everything I earn.
Well, you know what?
Every dime.
I know what we make.
What?
You have a two-family income, so I think you'll be fine.
Man, oh man.
I'm just saying. If I can afford one, you can too.
We'll be right there. You got a Veterans Day story?
I do.
Okay, that's
right.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that when we come back. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, getting rolling. Veterans Day, Monday. Good morning.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Veterans Day. A lot of people are, I don't know if a lot of people are off today. A lot of government people are off
today.
Well,
schools are in, except for colleges. Some universities took off today.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, like my son doesn't have school today. He's in Lake Tahoe.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to have a holiday. Is this the first time? We're supposed to be off.
It is.
Really?
And so he had to tell us. So he's like, all right, no, I don't know why. He was so worried about it. He's like, all right, so you guys are deciding to work today, right? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, because it's an official business day off. And we're like, yeah, we'll work.
Yeah, our boss was adamant about that.
Yeah, he needed to, like somehow we needed to put it in writing that we were going to work.
And Jamie and I decided we'll take Friday off because Friday was a snowstorm.
Right.
And it was all about weather. It was just weather. That's all anybody wanted to talk about.
Exactly.
We're like, okay, that's going to be a slow day
and
because a lot
was
of,
out.
And a lot of people aren't going to go to work because it's Friday.
Well, school is out.
You can take a four-day weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, and school's out.
Yeah.
So traffic's slow. We thought, man, there'll be more people out there listening on a Monday than this past Friday. So we took Friday off instead.
What time is it? All right, I'm hoping this will be all right. Anyway, this is kind of funny story.
All right.
So one of the schools, one of those shishi poo poo schools that you go to, you know,
that I go to,
that you pay for your kid to go to.
Oh.
A shishi poo poo.
I don't know if I want to hear this. I paid for this.
Well, it's not your school though.
Oh, okay.
It's another one. It's another shishi poo poo. Anyway, my girlfriend has her kids in Chee Chee Poo Poo.
Okay.
All right. If you are in the military or retired from the military, if you're a veteran, right?
Right.
If you're a veteran, you're supposed to come into the school with your uniform on. Okay. Which is cool. So all the kids.
Hang on. The kid comes in with a uniform?
No, the parents.
Oh, the parents come in.
Yeah, the parents come in with their uniform on, which is cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super cool because, I mean, those parents earned it. All the kids get to, I mean, it is kind of, and you are in awe when you see somebody in full.
Yeah, and it gives the kids a chance to look at the uniform. Kids love uniforms,
yeah,
okay?
For sure.
So it's kind of, it's a reinforcement to the children, how important the military is to us.
Exactly. And
I get it.
So both of my friends are Air Force, right? They're married, they're Air Force, and he's a commercial pilot now. Anyway, and so he was a pilot, and I don't need to give him too many details, but he can't fit in his.
He can't fit in his uniform.
And apparently the school wasn't thinking because a lot of the parents can't fit anymore.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I never even thought of that. Oh, no.
She's so mad at him because she's going in her uniform and he can't show up in his because he can't fit in it.
Oh.
So then she called some of her friends that are also veterans. I guess they're having the same problem.
I think at that point you have to run over to the Army surplus store, you know, and just say, okay, I got to, oh, look, this one here, you know, might have the name, you know, Larry on it.
Right.
But you still got to wear it, you know, because it fits. Larry was a big troop.
Yeah. So there's a little problem with this whole idea of wearing your uniform.
That's great. I never expected that. You don't even think of that.
I
would never.
It's not in the school. They didn't think like everybody gains a few pounds after they retire.
Not exactly in military shape, are you?
And what's funny is she's like 40, you know, whatever. She's super petite. And he's like, I don't know, he's like 45. He's not even heavy. He just still can't quite fit in it.
I don't know if I'd go. I think I'd just stay home.
Right.
Maybe say I got a bad back or something.
She's like, just wear your commercial airline outfit.
Well, they won't know the difference, probably.
Yeah, whatever.
Just wear the airline.
It's grade school.
At least he's got a backup with the airlines, you know? I mean, a lot of people don't.
She's actually mad at him. I'm like, it's not his fault. He's in fit, great shape.
That seems like a mean story on Veterans Day.
No, it doesn't.
Seems like a story we should tell maybe 6 months away or something. People that can't fit their military uniform.
So sad.
That's wrong.
Sad. But let me just put it out there. He's super fit. I mean, he's just more muscular than when he was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honest to God, he's super fit.
That's great, though.
It's just, oh, she just texted me.
That's a little embarrassing. Okay. Well, you didn't give out a name. It could be anybody.
Yeah, okay.
Could be anybody. Obviously, it hit close to home to the person that texted you, though.
Well,
Jamie, that's not funny.
She's the one that told us the story.
Yeah, it's funny,
though. She didn't say, don't say it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I noticed how you mentioned or how you pronounce veterans. You say veterans. I say veterans.
Oh, I say veterans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I heard a controversy about that over the weekend.
There's a controversy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
That it's pronounced both ways.
Oh.
All over the country. And they were trying to figure out which way it goes. And it turns out Google says one thing and the Webster's Dictionary says the other.
That's
so it's
crazy.
Back and forth. Yeah.
I'm not.
How do you say it, Spadil?
I say veterans.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I say veterans.
I got it pulled up on Google here, too.
Oh, you do?
Oh,
yeah.
Let's hear it.
Veterans.
I say it like you do.
Veterans.
Yeah. I say veterans. I'm sticking with it.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. I don't think either one's wrong.
Oh, no.
I just think that it goes both ways.
I never even thought of it.
I never knew that.
Yeah, me
I never even knew that until I heard it over the weekend.
So
all right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash. It's all coming up next here on the program. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, before we get to Tabloid Trash this morning, those Broncos. Man, oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Did that suck or what?
What the? Well, you know what? When you leave it to one play, it can go either way.
Yes, you're exactly right, Jamie, but I never saw that coming.
Nobody did.
I'm sitting there thinking we've outplayed them. The Kansas City Chiefs,
right?
Man.
That was a big deal.
Oh, man, we were looking so good. We had this baby in the bag. Then all of a sudden.
Flaboni the snap, Riley the hold, Lux the kick to win it. Oh! Blocked! The Chiefs!
Chiefs have won.
Our kicker gets blocked.
So we had 1 second, in case you didn't see it, we had 1 second left on the clock. 1 second. And our kicker, if he makes it, we're beating the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs.
Our rivalry.
Yes.
And Taylor Swift is watching.
I mean, this is going to be unbelievable. Like, everybody's just like, oh my God, this is so, we're so excited, right? Because, I mean, we're going to win. And our kicker's pretty darn good, right?
And you could have this play 100 times, and 99% of the time, we would make that kick.
Oh, yeah.
We would get it off. It would not get blocked.
By the way, and I felt like they didn't even really fall, because it was like they thought, I didn't know it happened, because the way the camera was going, they were kind of shooting up, zooming up, and we missed that it got blocked.
I'm with you. Yeah. I didn't see it either. I just saw them all start scrambling.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, what the hell's going on? What's going on? Know. We should be celebrating right now. What's going on?
Like, wait, what just happened? Where? And I thought he had missed or something. And I'm like, oh, crap, there's the ball over there. Oh, my God. And so it was deflected.
My first thought was, only the Broncos.
Oh, my God.
Only
right?
the Broncos this could happen to.
Oh, yeah. Kansas City.
We're at Kansas City, man.
Dude, I've never seen Patrick Mahomes so happy in my life.
I know.
I mean, I was like, dude, he acted like he won the Super Bowl.
He did. They went nuts. They went nuts.
Well, they thought they were toast.
They were done.
We all thought they were toast.
And then the kicker, all of a sudden, out of nowhere.
For Boney the snap, Riley the hold, what's the kick to win it? Oh! Blocked! The Chiefs have won!
Oh, what a horrible day.
Son of a gun. I couldn't believe it. I had to walk outside and just yell. How the hell does that happen? How do you do that? Oh, you got one job.
One job.
Block, block, block. All right, we'll get to Tableau Trash coming up next here on the program. Monday, Veterans Day. BJ and Joe.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baby.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Did you ask Schmidl how he did on his?
I did. They made it to, I don't know. I'll let him tell you.
Okay.
I forgot.
We made it to the playoffs. We won our first game in the playoffs, and then we lost. So we got like 8th place. But then I guested with a team called Seattle Crusaders yesterday, and we played 10-man. 10-man's kind of what you do when you get knocked out of the tournament. We won that. So I won 10-man. I'm a 10-man amateur world champion.
By the way, this is the World Cup for paintball, okay, in Florida.
By the way, when you play in a World Cup, you don't substitute players.
What do you mean?
Didn't you say you're in a 10, you substitute?
I was guesting, yeah.
Guesting. Yeah. Uh-huh. He's substitute.
Yeah.
You don't take another player from another team.
Well, they
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
So, hold on. So, like, let's say the Nuggets are playing, right?
Yeah.
All right, and we're like, oh, man, we're a man down. Will you grab a Laker?
You can do that?
In his team.
No, you can do that?
It's more like if we were in the NFL and you got knocked out of your tournament and then you went and played flag football with like some guys from the Raiders.
So did you grab their best player?
I was the best player.
Oh, you're the best
player.
Where
are you?
Wait a minute. You are the best player on your team.
Yeah. And then the team that I guested with gave me a jersey that said hired gunslinger.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You're the best player on your team.
Dude, I'm really good at paintball, man. Yeah.
Really?
I know I don't look like an athlete, but I
He's
am
the
an athlete.
LeBron.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he used to be Peyton.
Yeah, no, I am the Peyton Manning of Peyton.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, you said LeBron. I was going to say, no, he's more the Brawny. He's more the Brawny.
Wait, who just did a joke about that over the weekend? Oh, my God. Was that on Saturday Night Live? It was something like that.
Yeah, it was. It was on Saturday Night Live when they do the weekend update.
Yeah. That's what it was.
And it's like putting in Brawny.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no, this poor kid's become a joke.
He is a joke.
So sad. Oh, man.
Sorry about that comparison there.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. All right, anyway, I'm not going to tell you about Yellowstone because it just came out yesterday, and it's a big deal because, you know, the Kevin Costner, he's missing in action, obviously. And so how they did it and all that, don't worry. I'm not going to say it because I know it came on really late last night for a lot of you. And so we won't do a spoiler on that yet. But try to stay away from social media. I don't know how you're going to.
Yeah, I don't think you can miss it. Well, it's everywhere. It's everywhere this morning.
Well, except for people, it was late. And so a lot of people
How late was it? I thought it was on early, like 7, 8 o'clock last night.
I think it was like 9.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, so I'll let it be, but anyway, it's back, and that is Yellowstone. It's the season, what, 5? I don't know.
Season 5, part 2.
Gotcha. So anyway, Kevin Costner. I didn't even know. All right, am I crazy? I never knew it was on network television. I thought it was on Netflix.
It started out as a show on Paramount.
Oh, okay, Paramount.
Yeah, and then it was so popular that they moved it to TV.
And this is the first year it's on TV?
Did they actually come out with it on TV, or is it still just on
Paramount? No, it's on TV.
Then, yeah, this is the first time it's been aired live on TV. Yeah.
Okay, because it was on NBC or ABC or whatever.
Paramount's NBC.
Yeah, it was the first time. I was like, wait, I swear this was on a paid service. But nope, it was on NBC. And they did, like, all these commercials for it all day, like, after Law and Order or whatever, other show. I think it was the show with the hot guy that broke up with Chrishell.
Yeah.
What show does he have?
I'm not sure. It couldn't have been on NBC.
Yeah, you're right. It's on CBS.
Yeah, because NBC has football on Sunday night.
Yeah. But it is on Paramount Network.
Yeah.
I just was wrong about what service was owned by.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but it is on public television.
Yes.
Which is crazy, because I was like, what is happening
at
here?
It's 8 o'clock at night.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not good. I'm not going to read that one yet. Whoa, I was just reading how Mattel accidentally lists adult film website on Wicked doll boxes. What? Mattel, the toy company behind Barbie and Hot Wheels, accidentally listed an adult film website on its doll boxes for the new Wicked movie.
Way to go.
What the hell?
What the heck is going on?
How is that possible?
I don't know.
You know what it's like? It's like beating an undefeated team and then having a play at the very end.
And you lose. Yeah, I get you, Jamie. You got one job.
One job.
Get it right.
Oh, my God. All right, let's see here. Do I have any audio, Schmidil?
No.
Schmidil, there are tons of audio out there today.
I'm exhausted, and I'm trying. I'm sorry.
My gosh.
Oh my God.
Buddy.
Wow.
Buddy.
Wow.
Buddy,
so
that is the worst comeback ever. Yeah.
I just didn't want to.
Tell
lie.
Us she got diagnosed with something. Yeah. You know, I got liver disease.
I'm sorry.
God.
I'm not having a good day. Yeah.
I'm just tired.
I'm tired. You guys aren't getting anything.
Screw this show.
Yeah. I'm trying. Yeah, it's going really slow.
You guys are at the bottom of the list for me.
It's almost 7.
Yeah.
How slow can you be?
This slow?
We do a morning show.
Exactly.
All audio should be ready by 6 a.m.
Lordy, lordy.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay. You're jet lagged.
It's not okay.
No, but if we leave it okay, then it'll always be okay.
It's always going to be like this, Jamie.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
He's been here for how many years? It never changes.
I know, but we keep saving his ass at some point.
I kind of like being your hero. I kind of cherish it. It gives me power.
Yeah,
he doesn't understand.
Jamie and I, you don't know how much we have to go to bat for you, pal. I mean, we do it a lot, but I kind of like it. I feel important. I'm tired.
I'm just tired.
Who admits that on radio? You're in your job. Okay, all fair. Okay, I get it. But on the air, you come back with, no, I'm tired.
I don't know.
Especially when we've been telling you we've been saving your ass. I mean, people are doing cutbacks across the country. And we're like, no, he's fine. Then you say that. Oh, oh.
I'm tired. I mean, Carson's out today. So, I mean, it's your day to shine, man.
Yeah, right?
Show us what you got. You know, step up to the plate. You know, you got a starter out. You're on the bench. You come off the bench and...
He's tired.
And I'm tired.
Well, you know why? Because he had to come off the bench for the for his whatever
his
team.
Paintball.
Yeah.
What are you guys called? The Gladiators or something?
Seattle Crusaders.
Yeah, I was close. Yeah. Gladiators, Crusaders. It was close.
World champions, man.
Yeah, right. Right. Okay. That makes you tired.
All right. Well, anyway.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you know what? It's Monday. It's Monday.
It is Monday.
It's Monday. Let's, we'll regroup. It'll be great. I was going to tell you some other stuff, but I really can't remember what it is. Oh, I do know this. I'm excited because Colorado Candy Company, I think they're bringing some candy tomorrow.
We're getting free candy. We're excited.
We are. I love Colorado Candy Company.
Oh,
it's that time
too.
Of year.
Yeah.
You know, with the old hard candies and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The old-fashioned candy. Anyway, yesterday, I had to tell you this really quick because I saw Britney Spears was in the news. Have you guys ever, like, I don't know, just danced like a psycho person in your living room? Like, you're just like... Because I have Bose headphones, and I had it hooked up to the music, and I was just like, woo, just feeling it. And then you realize that your window is open, and you can feel like your neighbors can see you.
I've definitely done that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, God. Because, yeah, I mean, they're not that close. It would take, like, binoculars, kind of, but I still feel like they saw some kind of weird movement. Like, what is she doing? Like, I was doing some kind of, like, I don't know. Anyway. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tableau Trash.
All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Veterans Day.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.